Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
President Biden's latest proposal to hike the top capital gains tax rate to its highest level in more than a century is facing heavy criticism from experts who warned such an action could significantly harm the U.S. economy. According to a report issued by the Treasury Department, led by Secretary Janet Yellen, the president's proposed fiscal year 2025 budget would increase the top marginal rate on long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to a staggering 44.6%. A capital gains tax hike of that magnitude would take the rate to its highest level since it was first introduced in the early 1920s. E.J. Antonio, an economist at the Heritage Foundation, said investment is the real driver of economic growth. Investment is what gives you productivity gains. Investment is where you get factories and machines. It's where businesses are able to provide their workers with tools and equipment that allow them to increase their productivity, to increase wages, etc. The Treasury Department's report states that 44.6% rate is a combination of proposals, including increasing the top ordinary capital gains rate from 20% to 37%. The bulk of the tax hikes impact Americans with taxable income greater than $1 million. If you're going to tax something, you get less of it. And that's just as true for investment as it is for anything else. Taxing capital gains means less investment. It means less economic growth. And it means the rise in people's standards of living is going to slow dramatically. That means a tax on gains when equities are sold also taxes inflation. Increasing capital gains taxes, therefore, could create a larger incentive for lawmakers and federal policymakers to maintain high rates of inflation to guarantee larger tax revenues. These are really dangerous proposals that a lot of people miss when it's going to be rolled out from Treasury. They actually came out and said, "We're advocating for a top capital gains rate of 44.6%. This is people's nest egg. This is their savings. This is them investing. It's their American dream. And here is Biden coming out with the highest proposed capital gains tax in 100 years. Additionally, Biden's proposal would impose a 25% tax on unrealized capital gains owned by Americans whose wealth exceeds $100 million. Overall, that new tax, along with substantial capital gains tax increase, are projected to lead to nearly $800 billion in new government revenue.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.